This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In Alabama, suicide is the second leading cause of death in youth ages 12 to 16. A bill passed by the state legislature that could be signed by the governor would help teachers better prevent these suicides. Les Lavoie reports.
It was a Sunday afternoon in Pell City, a small community about 45 minutes northeast of Birmingham. It was 2014. Jennifer Sellers was cooking her 14-year-old daughter Sydney's favorite dinner, turkey breasts, Brussels sprouts, sweet potatoes, and asparagus. Sydney walked into the kitchen.
She came out and was going to put some pizza rolls in the oven, and I stopped her and told her that I had cooked all her favorite things for dinner and I'd come get her when it was ready.
20 minutes later,
I went to get her and I found her hanging from her bed.
Sydney was dead. Sellers later discovered her daughter was being bullied and texting with an unknown adult. While parents are sometimes the last to know about their teens' lives, educators are in a different position. That view informed Clark Flatt's work. His son committed suicide in 1997. Since then, he's pushed states to pass laws requiring all certified school personnel to receive training and support in suicide recognition and prevention. It's become known as the Jason Flatt Act and is named for his son. 17 states have passed the measure. Clark Flatt explains no one is trying to turn teachers into counselors or therapists.
What we want to do is provide the teachers with the information, tools, and resources to better help them be able to identify or respond to a young person who might be struggling with suicidal thoughts.
Joey Doring is the president of the National Alliance of Mental Illness's Birmingham office. She was also a teacher for almost 30 years. She says parents often miss cues, feeling their child's behavior is merely teenage angst. She believes if the Jason Flatt Act becomes law in Alabama, it would save lives.
I just cannot emphasize enough, all the educating has to be done, and it's got to start at the school. Hopefully the administrators will be the ones that take the wheel and really promote this. Because I'm telling you, education is the only way this is going to be dealt with.
Texas is among the states that have enacted the law, but Von Wade was already using material from Clark Flatt's organization in his school. Wade is a high school principal in Fairfield, Texas. He recalls a student telling friends her single mom was working that night. The student said she was going to be alone and could end all of her problems.
It started to bother one or two of her friends because they had gone through the training with the other students, and they knew that this was a cry for help. And so they reached out to some other teachers who then contacted her mother. Mother rushed home from work. The girl had actually taken some prescription medicine, and they got her to the hospital in time.
Jennifer Sellers, the Pell City mother whose 14-year-old committed suicide, sees advantages to the proposal, but with one caution. Students often transfer among schools. If teachers and counselors from one school don't communicate concern for a student to the next school, the student may slip through the cracks with devastating consequences. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.